Money FM 89.3, Best of Breakfast. The U.S. Market Update with Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to the U.S. Markets Wrap. I'm Sean Cheong. We saw a broad rally in the markets overnight. It's green on the screen with the S&P 500 closing at a record as the index hit it for its best first quarter since 2019. The broader market index gained about 0.86% to end at 5,248 points, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced by more than 1.2% to finish at 39,760 points. The Nasdaq Composite, meanwhile, was up by about 0.5%, closing at 16,399 points. And for more insights about all of these numbers, we are joined by Christine Short, the head of research for global corporate events at Wall Street Horizon, a TMX company. Good morning, Christine.
Morning. Hi. Glad to be here.
Oh, I'm glad to have you too. So let's take a look at the major averages. They are poised to end the first quarter of 2024 on a strong note, despite the recent pullback in the S&P and Dow. Is there some rebalancing going on there in the markets as we close off the quarter?
Yeah, like you said, it was a great day for U.S. markets. Dow up 475 points, the S&P 500 hitting an all-time record. I think what I was really encouraged by is the fact that it was a broad rally, right? We've got participation from all 11 sectors, registering gains. 11 sectors of the S&P 500 were up today, and we haven't always seen that, right? In 2023, there was such a broad concentration in tech, and we wanted to see more of a participation from other sectors. And I think closing out Q1, which officially ends tomorrow because, of course, we have the Good Friday holiday, I think you've seen that some other sectors are playing catch-up here. Just quickly, some of the leaders and laggards for Q1, you had on the leaders' end, communication services up 16.5%. Tech still doing quite well, up 15% year-to-date. Industrials were up 11%, and then you had energy and financials up around 10%. The only real laggard was real estate, down 3.5%, and then utilities was up just a little under 1%. But like you said, a very strong quarter, broad participation from many of the sectors. And so I think we're all happy with the trajectory of things so far in 2024.
Okay, so you've mentioned some of the sector leaders and laggards. What's on your playbook right now?
Yeah, looking ahead, you know, sentiment seems pretty high. The expectations are for things to continue this way in 2024 and even into 2025. We're kind of in the mid-cycle here. So we've gotten out of the potential of a recession. We've kind of hit that soft landing. Everyone was worried about where things were going to land in 2023. You know, the Fed has made clear they will be lowering interest rates later in the year. Yeah, it hasn't come as early as we wanted to, but certainly no expectation for any more rate hikes. And I think the markets are feeling very comfortable with that. So, yeah, again, you know, tech is still very strong here. So we do still like tech as far as sectors go. But like I said, you're seeing some others play catch up, healthcare, energy, industrials, and overall just large cap, you know, equities, U.S. equities are poised to do very well in this environment.
Okay, so you've recently penned a piece on CEO sentiments coming on the back of a new Bank of America survey showing that Wall Street's optimism is at its highest levels since January of 2022. And it's not just top management whose sentiment is improving. Investors' attitudes are positive too. So what is driving this sunny outlook?
Yeah, so like you said, right, we track a bunch of different surveys on sentiment, whether it be CEO and like management sentiment, investor sentiment, even consumer sentiment, which we are tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. getting the University of Michigan consumer sentiment reading. The first one you mentioned, CEO sentiment, is a proprietary metric that we calculate called the Late Earnings Report Index, or the LEARI. And it tracks when companies are reporting earnings. Are they reporting much later than they typically do versus much earlier? Because there is actually a lot of information in that data point. I mean, there's academic research to back that up. But for the Q4 2023 earnings season that just ended, the LEARI was at its lowest level in a year, showing that companies were actually feeling more certain. The lower the reading, the better. But CEOs were feeling more certain in 2024 than they were at any point of 2023. And that, you know, all that unwarranted skepticism that built up last year was just starting to dissipate. So CEOs seem to be having a sunnier outlook this year. And like you pointed to the investor sentiment survey from Bank of America, I think a lot of this, you know, more bullish outlook is due to, like I said, the Fed, or the belief that the Fed is done raising rates, certainly leads to it. The consumer's been pretty strong also, but the prelim reading for March was dipped just a little bit, and I think you're going to see that reading sort of stay steady up until the November presidential elections here. But overall sentiment across the board is improved over last year.
All right. And let's also turn our attention to consumer sentiment in particular. So the market is going to be closed because of Good Friday, and attention will then be on the economic releases tied to personal income, consumer spending, and of course the personal consumption expenditures expected in the morning. So what should we be looking out for with that?
Yeah, like I said, so you've got a bunch of those readings coming out tomorrow. That'll give you a better idea of how the consumer is feeling, if they're feeling secure with their current financial conditions. Next week, we get jobs numbers on Friday, and that certainly tells you everything you need to know about the consumer, because we know the consumer decides how to spend their money and how to spend their discretionary income based on how secure they are in their job. So if we see a good non-farm payrolls number, unemployment staying low, we expect that consumers will continue to spend. And so you're going to get a pretty good read on the financial health of U.S. consumers here. And I would expect all of those numbers to come in, you know, pretty good as they have. There's no reason. I mean, yes, we've been following a lot of the big tech layoffs, and certainly that's been in focus. But unemployment is still historically at an all-time low. It's still quite easy to get another job. So we expect all of those numbers to still remain good.
All right. And speaking of numbers, there'll be a lot of numbers coming in again when earnings season kicks off in April, with the handful of big banks reporting from April the 11th. So could you perhaps give our listeners a teaser of what we can expect?
Yeah, Q1 2024 earnings season is the next big test for U.S. corporations. That will certainly impact sentiment across the board. Like you said, we always kick it off with the big banks. They're really kind of the bellwether for the rest of the season. We get a lot of great insights from CEO commentary on those calls about what they're seeing in the economy. For Q1, the estimated earnings growth rate for the S&P 500 is about 3.5%. That's year-over-year growth. If we do come in at that number, it would mark the third straight quarter of year-over-year earnings growth for the index. But I would expect that number to even come in higher, because those estimates are always quite conservative heading into the season. But more and more companies tend to beat expectations, and so that number always comes up a bit. So you'd probably be in the mid-single digits for S&P 500 earnings growth. So yeah, expecting another great season, and then we move on to the second half of the year. The estimates there are a little lofty at this point, but I still expect it to be a positive year for earnings growth overall.
All right. Thank you so much for those insights and your time today, Christine.
Thanks so much for having me.
And have a good holiday ahead. We've been speaking with Christine Short, the Head of Research for Global Corporate Events at Wall Street Horizon, a TMX company, and this is Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.